When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head on over to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to our pal Dave Richard, CBS Sports' fantasy football expert. There are three ways to link up with Dave Richard and his fantasy football advice. On X, I hate calling it that, it's actually Twitter, at Dave Richard. Live on YouTube every morning by searching for Fantasy Football Today, and three times per week on Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports Network. Check your local listings. What's up, Dave? Happy Halloween.
Hey, happy Halloween. I don't care what you call it as long as you follow me on there and you let me help you get an edge in your fantasy.
There you go. Nice. So, Dave, I played a trick on myself by dealing away. I needed some running back depth, so I was frustrated with Tank Dell because he had done really nothing, languishing on my bench. So I dealt him away this past Sunday for Alexander Mattison, and then a few hours later, Stephon Diggs shreds his knee, and Tank Dell is now basically the last man standing left in that Texans wideout room. I feel like I played a trick on myself by doing that deal. Do you agree?
Yeah, that didn't seem like a great deal at the time. It does for the person that got rid of Alexander Mattison, because honestly, who wants to start Alexander Mattison? But I would say this, you know, Tank Dell does not look like his rookie year self. He only has one target this year that's traveled more than 25 yards in the air. So he's not connecting on those deep throws with CJ Stroud, and he's not pulling away from defensive backs like he was last year either. So I'm wondering if everything that happened to him, from the broken leg to the offseason stuff, kind of has caught up with him, and maybe he doesn't have that superpower anymore, and it's leading to him being a little bit used a little bit differently and not necessarily in a more effective way. We'll see how he does tonight. I think he's a good start tonight for fantasy managers because he'll have a huge opportunity to reel in targets against the Jets. But long term, I'm not sure that trading him is a bad idea. Just trading him for a Raiders running back, that seems kind of like a not so great
idea. I didn't love it, but I needed some sort of depth with the bye week Armageddon that's coming up in the next few weeks.
Sure.
Trust me, I don't want to start him, but I feel like in a pinch when guys are on bye, like, he's going to have to play at some point.
Do you think you could have possibly waited? Because the bye week Armageddon really doesn't happen until week 12, mm-hmm. and we're about to start week 9 tonight.
Yeah.
Could you have maybe been a little more patient and waited at least another week? Because if you tried to trade Tank Dell now, I think you could do better than Alexander Mattison.
Yeah, you're probably right. You know what? I made a rash, impulsive move, and now I'm going to pay for it. But these things happen sometimes.
Hey, Dave, I know who you like between Stafford and Kyler. I just looked at your rankings. I didn't look at your wide receiver rankings now. I need two out of these four. Jackson Smith, Jalen Waddle, Jaden Reed, Cortland Sutton.
I like the last two, Reed and Sutton. Sutton has basically become the number one receiver. He's been the number one receiver for Denver, but Bo Nix is starting to play better. And so the one game that Bo Nix had terrible numbers in his last four, that was the same game Cortland Sutton didn't have any catches. They rectified that the following week. And I think that Cortland Sutton is actually a great buy-low receiver if you're looking for depth, or if you're just looking for somebody to be like a locked-in number three type of fantasy receiver who could become a number two fantasy wide receiver because his quarterback is playing so well. So I like him in that regard, and I still like Jaden Reed. I know the numbers haven't been great lately. Mm-hmm. There is kind of an asterisk, because what happens if Jordan Love doesn't play for the Packers?
Oh, I won't play him, yeah.
Yeah, then you probably won't play him. But I guess I'd go with JSN if it's a PPR league.
Yep.
Because Jalen Waddle, just there is not a good track record of Waddle when Tyreek Hill and Devon Achane are healthy. And Tua's there, too. Yep. When all those guys are playing, it seems like Waddle is the odd man out in Miami.
Yeah, Reed's got 7 total targets in the last 2 weeks.
The Packers' offense is just it's gotten to the point now where the only reliable guy seems to be Dobbs.
Yep.
And that can flip in a moment, mm-hmm. and it could go back to being Reed. I still think Reed is very versatile, but Dobbs has kind of taken over as the number one guy for Jordan Love.
Hey, Dave, I think I know how you're going to react to this question. Is it a Taysom Hill week with all the injuries in New Orleans?
So, like 3 weeks ago, I would have been enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
And said, absolutely it is. He's someone that you could stream, and he still is. But we have had a tight end revolution over mm-hmm. the last few weeks. Where now I'm looking at my tight end rankings, like Tucker Kraft is 13th for me, and he's taking on Detroit. It's a good matchup. He's a good start. Dalton Kincaid in Buffalo is 14th for me. So I think fantasy managers can do a little bit better than Taysom Hill, who might catch a couple of passes, and he might score a touchdown, and that's good, but that's we're talking about like 9 PPR points. And I think that there are a ton of tight ends now that you could look at and say, that's the floor for them. That's the floor for Hunter Henry. He's given you at least 9.5 PPR points each of his last 3 games. That's the floor now for Mike Gesicki, as long as T. Higgins is out for Cincinnati. So there are too many other tight ends that I like better than Taysom Hill to say that it's a Taysom Hill type week. He would need 2 touchdowns.
Real quick, Olave or Garrett Wilson?
I love them both, but Chris Olave, if you want to talk about the guy who's now the number one, no one's taking work away from him. It's Chris Olave, and you saw what he did last week with bad quarterback play. Now he's going to get Derek Carr, which is not as bad quarterback play, but the offensive line is also going to get stronger, and they're taking on Carolina. I expect this to be a monster game for Chris Olave and for Alvin Kamara, and that kind of puts Derek Carr in play as a streaming quarterback if you're in trouble at that position.
All right, let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. You can ask Dave all the questions that you need.
All right, let's go to Nick in Vienna. Hey, Nick, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, Junks. Good morning, Dave.
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
I got Devontae Adams tonight, or I got Ladd McConkey or Calvin Ridley.
I am not ready to bench Devontae Adams for either McConkey or Ridley, although last week if you had done it, you would have looked like a genius. Look, Texans secondary, I think it's a little beat up. Adams certainly not as explosive. It's a close call for me between Adams and McConkey. I would go with Adams if it's full PPR.
Wonderful. Thanks, Kit.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you, buddy. All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques. Pastor Jacques, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning. Happy Fright Night, friends. Hope you're doing okay.
Yep. Thank you. You too.
Hey, Dave. So I was wondering, it's a half-point PPR. If I start Singletary tonight, it might be the only time this year from now on that you get to start him with Tyrone Tracy and concussion protocol, or do I swerve to Rico Dowdle or Tillman for the Browns?
So in a half PPR, I think I would lean towards Singletary. I just think that he's got a good matchup against the Commanders, and we saw it earlier this year when he took on Washington. He scored a touchdown. I think he either had close to 100 total yards or over 100 total yards, and you know he's going to get a ton of work in the Giants' offense. And honestly, the run game for them has looked really good, even without Andrew Thomas at left tackle. They just went up against the Steelers, and Tyrone Tracy had a great game. You could see why they made Tracy their number one running back, and Singletary was the number two. So I would lean in the direction of Devin Singletary, but Cedric Tillman has come on quite strong over the last 2 weeks, at least 16 full PPR points in each of those 2 games with Jameis Winston as his quarterback. I don't know if I see it continuing to that level, but I do see him continuing to play a major role for the Browns. If he's somehow still on your waiver wire, you should grab him.
Good luck, Jacques.
All right, let's go to Joe St. Louis. Hey, Joe. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Joe?
What you got for Dave Richard? Hey,
thank you. I got the Commanders and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. based off of every election. Well, the election years is when the Commanders franchise goes to the Super Bowl, and last year Adam Schefter deleted a tweet saying that the Commanders and the Chiefs were playing the Super Bowl.
Is this guy missing? He's missing the point of the segment. Now, we appreciate him listening. He's in St. Louis.
Yeah. This is a fantasy football segment.
Yeah.
You have a fantasy question?
Would it help save the bit if I told you that both those DSTs were top five this week?
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good one.
That's kind of tasty getting the Commanders against Daniel Jones.
Let's go to...
Yeah, I mean, you have to buy into it. And Dan Quinn has really proven to be a defensive genius. He's proven it for years, let's be honest. But he's really showing it because you look at the talent on paper for the Commanders defense. And outside of Luvu Wagner... those two guys coming into the year, we knew what they were. They have really outperformed expectations, and they look great. They're schemed great.
All right, let's go to Daryl. That's the first time we've had, like, an out-of-pocket, like, fantasy call in a long time.
It's correct.
Maybe the first time.
Daryl, what's up, buddy? What do you got for Dave Richard?
Hey, I got Josh Allen versus Miami or Kirk Cousins versus the Cowboys.
I mean, if this were speed round, you would have been hung up on already. And as great as Kirk Cousins has been, is he playing Tampa Bay? No. I like Cousins this week. I've got him ranked higher than maybe I'm even comfortable with. But Josh Allen is the number one quarterback in fantasy this week.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you have Jaden ranked? I don't have your rankings right in front of me.
He's fourth against the Giants. And part of it might just be because I wonder if they want to take a little bit off his plate. And I wonder if they'll be able to do that. Because last week, I mean, he threw 38 passes. He was all over the place, and he had the rib injury, and he barely practiced. And the only reason why he had a good fantasy game was because of the Hail Mary, which was awesome, as you guys know. But I do think this could be a week where the Commanders do run it well. I think Brian Robinson could have another good game. He had a good game earlier this year against the G-Men. So Daniels isn't in his usual top three spot. He's fourth.
All right, we'll take it, though. Let's go to Mike in Manassas. Mike, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Hey, what's up? All great. What's up?
So, real quick, I've got a trade offer for CeeDee Lamb, and they're offering me A.J. Brown and David Montgomery.
Done.
And then the second part of that
question. He likes
question, immediately I, accept that trade.
Okay, and then the second part of that question is if I do that, then it puts me in a situation where do I start David Montgomery, Terry McLaurin, or Josh Jacobs?
Wow, it would be McLaurin for me this week, especially if catches count. If catches don't count, it would be Jacobs over McLaurin. How is somebody going to give A.J. Brown and David Montgomery just for CeeDee Lamb? Talk about selling high. That is the ultimate definition. You're literally ripping. You should almost feel bad about accepting that trade. Almost.
But still
feel bad
it.
About accepting that trade.
Yeah. Still
assuming
it.
You're only giving up CeeDee Lamb and there isn't a detail that you're sharing. But yeah, this
well,
is
Jaylen
this
Warren
will make
would be
your
the,
team
Jaylen
better.
Warren's the caveat.
Oh, what do you mean, Jaylen Warren's the
like
caveat?
Like he's the throw-in player.
Yeah, he's a throw-in player.
Yeah, okay. Still be
yeah,
the deal.
Okay, I'm sure that'll keep you up at night, losing Jalen Warren and his
okay, good.
Points.
Great, accepted. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right, thank
all
you.
Good buddy. Luck going forward. Time is running short. Speed round time. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones. Don't disrespect Dave's advice. That's very important.
All right, here we go.
Valdez is already smiling.
Spooky edition
he
of
is.
Speed
He's
round.
Already smiling.
The spooky round.
He can't wait to hang up on you. All right, let's go. George Waldorf, speed round, go.
Kyle Pitts, TJ Hockenson.
Pitts.
Don, speed round, go.
Kraft or Hockenson.
Who is it or Hockenson?
Kraft or Hockenson.
Kraft.
It's Hockenson.
Jake, speed round, go.
Defense, Broncos or Texans.
Oh, man, you should go see if the Eagles are out there on your waiver wire. If you have to pick between those two, I would go with the Texans.
Andre, speed round, go.
Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp.
Kupp.
Chris, speed round, go.
Full PPR, Prescott or Cousins?
You don't need to say full PPR for quarterbacks. That's dumb.
Brett, it's
Cousins.
Speed round,
it's Cousins.
Go.
Amari Cooper, D. Hopkins.
Cooper over Hopkins. I don't love either one.
I hate both of them.
Speed round, go. Pat?
Kincaid or Hockenson?
Hockenson.
Oh, he's big on Hawk this week.
Leslie, speed round, go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there a delay? Leslie? All right, let's try Jake. Speed round, go.
Pick one. Devontae Smith, DeAndre Swift.
What?
Smith DeAndre or Swift? Swift over Devontae Smith.
We'll give him a slight pass. DeAndre,
it's
Devontae,
he's
got a tongue
there,
twister.
Yeah. Let's go to Eric. Speed round, go.
Tillman or Amari Cooper, standard scoring?
I'll say Cooper, but it's with a little bit of hesitation.
And let's go to our guy, John DePompam, eating my ramen.
You have so many noodles in your mouth.
If I get points for you eating on air, I'd be the champion of every league ever. Hey, Dave, I'm in a PPM league, Dave. That's points for misinformation. Who's a bigger liar, Dave Richard and his fake news about Jaden Daniels not playing last week, or the entire Bickle family and that made-up Hail Mary stat they keep peddling?
What's the Hail Mary stat? Oh, the 9%?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just Google it. It's right there.
Ungoogleable. Nobody can find it.
I'm gonna take a picture of it.
It's a great question, John.
I'll put
it
on Twitter.
Like it.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right, Dave, good luck.
Did Dave last week say he did not think Jaden was going to play?
He said he had a source that said don't expect him to play.
I had somebody tell me don't expect him to play, and then lo and behold, he ended up playing. And you know what? The Commanders fans are glad I'm wrong on that one.
They're
you know
very
what?
Glad.
Ditch that source.
Dave, thank you as always. Have a great Halloween. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
You got it, guys. Happy Halloween. Tell Jim Nantz that the weirdo that he met in Kansas City says what's up.
Okay gotcha. We'll be sure to do that.
Sure, he's a ton of weirdos.
That's Dave Richard giving you all that fantasy advice you need because Week 9 kicks off tonight. When we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And as Dave mentioned, Jim Nantz from CBS Sports will join the show at 9:15.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.